Hi, and welcome to this edition of Fresh Hope for Mental Health. Our mission here at Fresh Hope for Mental Health is to empower you to live well in spite of your mental health challenge by sharing insights through interviews, practical tools for living well, encouragement and courage for overcoming all from a Christian perspective. And now, here's your host, Pastor Brad Hayes.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to this edition of Fresh Hope for Mental Health. I'm Brad Hayes, your host. Our purpose here at Fresh Hope for Mental Health is to empower you to live a faith-filled, rich, and full life in spite of having a mental health diagnosis. So, this podcast is part two of a three-part series on how to stay sane during crazy times. In other words, how to get through this pandemic and all the other uncertainties many of us are living with these days. For those of us in the United States, it certainly has to do with the past election, the presidential election, and all those issues. And so in the first episode, if you haven't listened to it, I'd encourage you to listen to that first. And then in this episode, well, let me back up here. In the first episode, I talked to you about how to think, three ways to think about making it through these crazy times and staying sane and staying focused and applying your faith. Now, in this episode, I want to talk about eight things to remember when you're going through tough times or crazy times, just eight things to remember. And I got these from the Science and Metaphysics website. So these are not eight things I came up with personally, but they are so fitting. And we will have a third episode of a third part to this three-part series. And the third part will deal with a list that I made for myself of just practical things I need to do when things are crazy and times are difficult. So let's just dig right in. And again, how do you stay sane? And whether you live in the United States or not, whether you're going through something as you listen to this, you could listen to this podcast and it's years after the pandemic, it's still going to apply for any time that you go through crazy things or difficult things or uncertain times when you're going through something. How do you stay sane? How do you stay grounded and not just flip out or kind of just shut down? How do you keep living? How do you not put the button on pause? So here's eight things to remember when you're going through tough times. And I really like these, to be honest. Number one, everything can and it will change. Truth is that when things are good, they're going to change sooner or later. When things are bad, they're going to change sooner or later. What you're going through and what we are going through with this pandemic is not going to last forever. It will change. Now, it may not change as soon as you want it to, or I want it to, but it will change. And when it changes, we will sort of be changed also because of everything we've been through. But everything can and will change. So just remember, this will come to a conclusion and there will be something new on the horizon. If times are tough, they will get better. It's not permanent. Number two, this is kind of the same kind of thing we talked about in episode number one, but you've overcome challenges before, haven't you? You'll overcome these challenges too. You got to remember that. Sometimes what happens is we just catastrophize and we forget many times that we've handled things equally as hard, if not harder, and we've made it through. And yes, we may be battle weary, and yes, we may not like it. But let me tell you something, you can make yourself miserable by focusing on the fact that you don't like it and you want it to be over. And all that does is make you miserable. It doesn't change what can happen in the circumstance that you cannot control. So you just have to ride it out. It's kind of like, I gotta admit, I watch the show Ridiculousness a lot. I think it's hilarious. And when I need something mindless to do, I will turn that on many times. And, you know, the crazy, stupid things that people do. But the people who really do well, like with a fall or when they jump off of a building, you know, and in going into a pool, they think they're going to jump from the garage into the pool and it doesn't work and they fall on the sidewalk or they fall into the grass or whatever. The people who fare well are the people who just roll with it. You know, they don't get all rigid and stiff, but they just go with the fall. And really, that's what you and I need to do. We need to learn and remember that we've gone with the fall before, we've overcome challenges before, and we'll make it through it. Number three is, remember, there's things to be learned. There are things to be learned about yourself, about other people, about the world, about our society, during a time such as this. And to take it in as a student, observe, there are really things to be learned. Number four. Now, one of the things I want is I want the vaccination and I want it sooner than later. Personally, I'm not worried about it. If they say it's 90% effective, good, give it to me. And then give me the next vaccination, the next one. I'll take them all. And hopefully something will work, and then I'm going to go about living normally. You know, that's how I think. So that's what I want. I want a vaccination. I'll start standing in line now if that's what it takes or whatever, but I want it soon. As soon as I can get mine. Well, I have to remind myself sometimes with things that I want and I pray for that sometimes not getting what I want can be a real blessing. So that's number four. Not getting what you want can be a real blessing at times. You know, there are times where we think, oh, that storm of life that I went through, that was horrible, that was terrible. And what God really is doing is not wiping out what was, is the storm comes through so that there's a clear path to something new. So not getting what you want can be a blessing. Number five, allow yourself to have some fun. Really, allow yourself to have some fun and joke about it. That's one of the things that my sister and I do a lot of when we face trials and tribulations in our family and joke about some of the funny things, even in painful situations. For instance, for me, when my dad passed away and we saw him and viewed his body in the casket, he actually looked better than he had for years. And I had all these pictures of him not looking so well when he was sleeping. I would take them at family gatherings because he was so hard of hearing, and inevitably he'd fall asleep and I would take a picture. And he looked worse in those pictures than he did as he was after he had passed and the funeral director had worked his magic. So we laughed about that, you know, go figure. So sometimes even when things are difficult, you got to be able to laugh and use humor to kind of, even if it's galley humor, to really just make it through and release some stress hormones, which is either released by laughter or crying most times. And so do one of them or do them both at the same time. Number six, remember, being kind to yourself during this time is important to do. Don't spend time emotionally beating yourself up. Don't spend time being miserable. Use this time to pamper yourself a little bit. And be kind to yourself. Give yourself extra grace. Okay, so you binged watched three series in a row on Netflix, which which I've done. Don't get down on yourself. Don't punish yourself. Don't scold yourself. Just say, I'm coping. And this is how I'm doing it right now. Or to say, I'm going to do some positive things. And I'm going to go spoil myself with whatever. And or I'm going to go take a really long walk today on this beautiful day. And I'm going to be kind to myself instead of sitting here and pushing myself and focusing in on how horrible this is. That's good medicine, to be kind to yourself. Number seven, other people's negativity and bantering and disagreements are not worth worrying about. I'm probably not going to remember this quite correctly, but I read a really funny meme about, you know the saying about, it's not my circus, those aren't my monkeys. But it said something like that, and then it said, but why do I keep buying tickets for the show and going? You know, I think on social media, I think about all the disagreements and all the really sharp, nasty, snarky comments that people have put out, especially politically, and about the mask wearing both directions and all that kind of stuff. You know what? I just don't engage in it. That negativity is not worth it. It's so important to learn to not argue with fools, because if you do, then no one can tell the difference. So I just don't even go there. Number eight, and there is always, 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 always something to be thankful for. As we come to this Thanksgiving time in the United States, at least, this is the time to just, even in the worst of times, there's something to be thankful for. Even in the most difficult of circumstances, there are things to be thankful for. Even when it's the craziest of crazy times, there's something to be thankful for. I'm convinced that one of the reasons that people reach the end of their rope is because they start thinking along these lines. This is the worst thing, and I can't do this. If you think you can't do something, guess what? You can't do it. But if you believe that you can, with God's help, get through it and do it, endure it, whatever it might be, you will. And it is that simple. So, my friend, this is a season of life. It's a season of life for all of us at the same time. We're experiencing this. This won't go on forever. It will change. And you've overcome challenges before. So take this opportunity to learn the things along the way. And remember, not getting what you want sometimes can be a real blessing. And as you're going through this, allow yourself to have some fun. Be kind to yourself. That's good medicine. And remember, don't engage in other people's circuses and their monkeys about negativity and all of that. It's not worth it. And remember, be thankful. Be thankful. Well, my friend, I hope this part two of these three episodes, or these three parts of a podcast on how to survive crazy times like this, staying sane in the midst of craziness, I hope it's been a blessing to you. And I'd like to thank you for listening. We'd really like to hear from you. You can email me at pastorbrad@freshhope.us. And we'd like to connect with you on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, however you might want to connect with us. We do have a YouTube channel. We have a Vimeo channel also, but I think most people use YouTube. And would you do me a favor, if you're listening to this on iTunes, would you write something about this podcast? Give an honest evaluation of it. It helps other people find the podcast on iTunes. We have books. We have Spanish groups and English groups online. You can find out all about that on our website, www.freshhope.us. And be sure and tell your friends about the program. And be sure to listen to the third part of this three-part series. The next episode will be part three on how to stay sane in crazy times such as this. I'm going to go ahead and pray with you as we close. Father, it just seems like this world is incredibly crazy right now. And when things are crazy, Lord, there just seems to be so much noise around us. It's kind of like when I drive the car and I have the radio on, not even all that loud, but I have the radio on and I'm driving down the road, and then suddenly I have to find a location and I'm kind of a little bit lost. Lord, it's at times like that I turn the radio down or I turn it off. It's funny how I think that can somehow it simplifies things for me. Well, that's how I feel during crazy times like we're going through. And Lord, I pray that you would quiet our minds, still give us the peace through it, still and silence the noise of the world, and help us to remember and focus us on you and the fact that you love us. To each of you who are listening right now, I want you to know that God loves you. He knows you. He's with you. He's for you. And he's going to get you through this. Just take it one day at a time. Amen. Well, again, be sure and share this with a friend. And until the next time we're together, may the Lord fill you with his hope, fresh and new daily. I'm Brad Hafes, and this has been another edition of Fresh Hope for Mental Health. And part three comes next. God bless.
You've been listening to Fresh Hope for Mental Health. If you have an opportunity, please review, share, and subscribe to the Fresh Hope for Mental Health podcast on iTunes or on the service that you use. We encourage you to share our podcast on social media with your friends and family. Previous podcasts of Fresh Hope for Mental Health can be found at freshhopeformentalhealth.com, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes. Fresh Hope is one of the leading networks of faith-based peer support groups internationally. For more information about Fresh Hope, go to freshhope.us.